proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We continue with our series about the Messiah and the Old Testament prophets, and looking at the last week of the Messiah as described in the book of Zechariah. In a series of visions, that prophet revealed several events which would transpire during the final week of Jesus Christ's ministry in Israel. The details of these prophecies manifested the foreknowledge which God possessed. From God's perspective, there is no distinction between past, present, and future. The 9th chapter of Zechariah contained this exclamation, quote, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." Unquote. At the time when Zechariah penned this statement, the Jewish nation constituted a part of the Medo-Persian Empire. There was no independent Jewish king at that time. Indeed, many Jews were looking for somebody who would liberate them from submission to foreign rulers. They expected this of Jesus Christ when he came into Jerusalem. He did enter into the city in the same manner as Zechariah described in his 9th chapter. And on that occasion, according to Luke 19, multitudes cried out, quote, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord," unquote. No doubt at least some of these Jews believed that the Lord would lead them in revolution against Roman dominion over their land. However, when the Savior did not adopt that course of action, these Jewish crowds turned against him. In the 11th chapter of Zechariah, that prophet outlined the nature of a transaction by which he received 30 pieces of silver. God described that payment as, quote, "a goodly price that I was prized of them," unquote. Zechariah took that money and, in his own words, quote, "cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord," unquote. Compare the details of that matter in Zechariah with the information contained about Judas Iscariot's betrayal in the Gospel of Matthew. 30 pieces of silver constituted the amount which he received for betraying Jesus Christ, as recorded in Matthew chapter 26. After Pontius Pilate condemned the Savior to death, Judas Iscariot, in the words of Matthew, repented of what he did, brought the money to the high priests, and cast it down on the floor of the temple. Those chief priests took the pieces of silver and, in Matthew's words, quote, "bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in," unquote, thereby unwittingly fulfilling the prophecy about Messiah found in Zechariah chapter 11. By the way, Matthew's ascription of that prediction to the prophet Jeremiah did not make an inconsistency in the Bible. Matthew indicated that that particular prophecy, quote, "was spoken by Jeremy the prophet," unquote. Jeremiah may have spoken those words without having written them down. Moreover, Zechariah might have issued the identical prophecy and did inscribe it in his book. Then the 12th chapter of Zechariah contained this cryptic remark, quote, "They shall look upon me whom they have pierced," unquote. This is a reference to the manner of death that Jesus Christ suffered, namely crucifixion. He referred to that event in the 3rd chapter of John when he told Nicodemus, quote, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life," unquote. When people gazed upon the crucified Savior, they were looking at the fulfillment of these prophecies in the book of Zechariah, God authenticating the ministry of his Son and the messianic claims of his Son. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.